Did you know that Can We Be Real's first birthday is coming up in the middle of May? And we wanted to say thank you so much for being a part of this podcast. And also, there's a birthday present that you can give to us, and it's absolutely free. You know that follow button on either Apple or Spotify? 63% of the audience who listens to this podcast have not hit that button yet on either of those platforms. And our goal is to get that down to 50% so that we have at least 50% of our audience who have hit follow on either Apple or Spotify. This helps us move up the charts. It helps us to grow, which means we can invest more money in making this podcast even bigger and better in our second year. So if you can help us reach our goal of 50% of the audience, that's another 13% of you who listen right now hitting that follow button on Apple or Spotify to help us to continue to grow. That would be the best first birthday present ever.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Can we be real? Hi.
Can we?
Oh, God, can we just be bloody real? Honestly, I've had a gutful.
You're doing your hair as we do this.
Oh, God, I'm just flipping it away from my face. Yep. Everyone's stressed about my wigs. Have you seen that, Matthew?
Oh, actually, to be honest with you, let's quickly discuss this. Did you put up a post hoping that you would get... I think you thought you were going to get some support. And it backfired.
A bit.
Now, this happened on Saturday. I was in Newtown with my wife.
Yeah.
And I saw this post go up.
Yep.
And I thought...
Well, I said you should put up a
I was going to when the episode went out.
Yeah.
But you went early, which is fine.
I did go early, yeah.
Yeah. And then what was the statement?
Is this the conniptions post?
Yeah, I said Bags is having conniptions over
I've never heard that word before.
A conniption fit. My mum used to always say, oh, God. Oh, God. Auntie Greta's having conniptions about something. She's having a conniption fit over something. It's when someone's overreacting.
I don't think I was overreacting. I wasn't overreacting. I was passing on a message.
Oh, God. Massively overreacting. Saying people were contacting him about
two DMs. I had two DMs.
Eventually that came out. Yeah. But in the beginning he was going, people are contacting me about your wigs and basically saying you look mental.
No, they said, is she okay? They never said, is she mental?
Is she okay? What does that mean?
Yeah, but we can't put words in their
mouth.
There
was a real Amanda Bynes vibe going on.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, so I just thought, well, I'm just chucking that out there. So I just put up a poll going, you know, the wigs. Yeah, it's funny. The wigs are funny. They're meant to be funny.
But we don't explain that in the videos.
Well, you don't have
All
to explain
happens
everything.
Is, like we said before, is that there's someone saying, I went to Domino's Pizza with a butt plug in. And then you're sitting there with a wig on that looks like you just got it off the shelf. And you didn't even bother doing it.
It's ridiculous. It speaks for itself. I'm obviously not trying to look hot. It's a ridiculous wig. And then I said, you know, but okay, it's ridiculous. It looks hideous, but is it conniption worthy? Like, is she okay worthy?
Anyway, so everybody got on and voted.
Not everybody. No, it was close. It was close.
It's a backfire there for you.
Mate.
It's great for me, everyone.
It's close.
It's great. It's not close. It's 70%.
That's close.
30% in favor of you. 70 or I think it might even be higher than 70%.
72.
72% in favor of what I was saying.
At time of recording.
Which is, and most people at the time of recording, and also most people are saying, I'm caring for you.
Oh, fuck me.
By passing on and being brave enough. tell you to your face.
Oh my God, come on. I mean, relax. It's just
isn't that nice?
It's just a wig.
Yeah,
like,
but it's clearly not just a wig. It's got the people disturbed.
Oh my God. Well, anyway,
I like the last wig.
The long pink one.
And that's not because of what you say, where men like long hair, all that kind of gear.
Anyway.
It's actually just...
My real hair is growing out. I've got
your real hair is great.
Well, okay.
This is the thing.
Let's do another photo of me then for socials to show.
Maybe people. Not now.
Why not?
What do you mean?
What's wrong with why not now?
Oh, well, okay, yeah, if you want it now.
Yeah.
Well, remember how we went on Riverside and you said I have to always give you a warning before we go on Riverside?
Yeah, well, I'm warning you.
Why can't you just go back to when you had your original hair?
This hair?
My hair. Your hair.
Well, I think I'm getting close to that.
But can't you just whack it out there now?
I was growing it out. Yeah, I was growing it out. So when you're growing your hair out, I mean...
You don't want to have your...
I didn't.
It's in the in-between zone.
Yeah, I was growing out the sides and that, and I just thought, oh, this would be fun. I'll wear some wigs. Oh, God. Drama.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it was great to win.
God. Finally, just getting my actual hair back, which feels really good. But you know what else would feel good? I'm tempted to do this myself. I read the funniest thing. You know how there's all the DNA tests. Have either of you ever done those online DNA tests?
Yeah.
Have you done one?
Yeah.
How'd you go? What are you?
What you'd expect.
White.
For the most part. Yeah.
White guy.
Any Greek or like anything random in there, like 1% Greek or something like that? Because I know people do get like a percentage where they're the fuck did that come from?
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing too unexpected. It's all just like the England, Ireland kind of thing.
All the boring ones.
Yeah. I didn't know much about my dad's side of the family. And so, but we had like little suspicions of it and got confirmed.
This lady, this is a bit of fun. You know, you can do them with your dogs. If you've got much money, if you're a person in this, you know, cost of living crisis who goes, no, I've got too much money, fuck this. You can also do these for your dog. And I've seen them at the vet. You can get the packet from the vet to find out your dog's actual breed.
But I guess that would be good if you bought a purebred and you wanted to make sure it was purebred.
True.
I guess that's the only time
they're just making up shit.
Speaking of people with too much money, if you spent like $6,000 on a dog and you go, oh, I want to see if that old lady up in the mountains ripped me off.
Yeah.
So I'm going to run me dog through this test, whatever it is. I'm going to swab his cheek and see if it's real. This lady in America decided to give herself the dog DNA test. And excitingly, it came back that she is 40% Alaskan Malamute.
Oh, she does look like it as well, doesn't she?
She's very handsome. She's a very handsome lady. And
why would you?
Yeah, right. Well, because...
And also then why would you tell people did that?
I think she wanted to prove that these tests are bullshit. She's 40% Alaskan Malamute, 35% Shar Pei, and 25% Labrador, according to the report she got back in the mail.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a handsome mix.
Isn't it?
Yeah, Shar Pei, feisty.
Yeah.
And Labrador, oh, so sweet and cuddly, but very food motivated. And Malamute. The wolf.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a pretty sexy mix. I'd be happy with
Isn't it?
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be happy with that, actually.
If we were dogs.
Yeah.
Who do you, like, what, like, because you know how they say that your pet starts to look like your owner?
I'd love to think I resemble Jacko. Beautiful Australian cattle dog.
We had a boxer, so I feel like...
I reckon you kind of do.
Thank you. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
When I had, before Jack, I had a beautiful white fluffy dog called Bobby. And I think I did resemble Bobby because I was very white blonde and I used to wear my hair very shaggy. And
yeah,
I
right, okay.
I do look like little Bob. But now I'd love to think I resemble beautiful Jack. What about you? You're a boxer.
Yeah, we had a boxer.
Yeah, I can see you as a little boxer.
Yeah, what are Bags and I? You're a boxer.
You are a Jack Russell.
Oh, all right.
Have you had a dog?
No. I do like the little yappers.
Yeah, but also Jack Russell's incredibly intelligent.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Very and very zippy.
And what about can you do cats as well? Or is it because you're a cat
they're
guy?
They're all the same, mate.
Yeah.
They're a bit boring. The
I never know what to say when people say what breed is.
She's a domestic short hair.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Yeah. She's just a mongrel.
But that's nothing.
My friend Donna, Don Dons, she has these beautiful purebred cats.
Yeah.
Did you just catch your nuts again?
Hell. It's these pants,
you
mate.
Should put your jammies on. Don Dons has got these like flash cats, you know, purebreds. They're the fluffy and they're beautiful and they've got flat faces, funny flat faces, and they're sort of a bit cross-eyed and fucked up. and they've got no survival instincts whatsoever. They are ridiculous. You know how cats, I don't know, have you ever had a cat, Bags?
No.
Cats, well, Matthew and I are cat people, and you know how cat, I mean, they are all instinct. They're apex predators, right? Mm. So they're all about, even no matter how spoilt they are, you know, I've raised my cats since they were days old. I bottle fed them. They are completely hand-raised cats. But still their little brains are all about survival.
Catching shit.
Yeah, yeah. Survival instinct.
Lizards and rats.
Predator shit.
And, yeah.
They pretend to hunt shit. They make
how
these,
fun.
They're so fun. They make these noises during the day that I can hear someone going, and I go, oh, someone's hunting. What have you caught? What have you caught? And it'll be a hair elastic.
Yeah.
Right, and they're pretending they've hunted.
They're creative.
And caught it.
Yeah.
And they're teasing each other going, wow, I caught it. You can't have it. And then someone else is going, I'm going to get it. Pathetic.
In their mind, that's a zebra.
Because they can't even catch birds. My courtyard is netted off, so a bird can't even hit the ground. They can't even, the poor things can't catch anything. They can't kill anything.
Let a bird
house.
In.
No. No, I'm not going to let a bird in. Have you ever had that happen in your house?
Oh, yeah. No, that's not a fun time.
Where you come home
and there's a pigeon there.
Blood splattered around your house and you go, oh, no, they've killed something. And it'll be splattered from one fucking idiot. Yeah,
totally. That's a mess.
And if you're unlucky, it's still alive somewhere and you've got to, oh, fuck. Man,
just the bird being in your house in general, even without the cat, is the worst.
I can catch them.
They're freaking out. They're like heads hitting the ceiling and stuff.
I can catch them with my hands because we lived in a house that had really big glass, like the whole back of the house was glass, floor to ceiling. And so they would come in all the fucking time. If I would leave the back open, I can't tell you how often I'd come in and there was a bird inside and the cats and the dogs had chased it into a corner. And it'd just be up there just looking at me going, you got to help me. You have to help me, woman. And by that stage, I was so exhausted that they would just let me.
Get
I'd
me
just,
out of
yeah,
here.
Yeah, lady, please. If you either eat me or put me outside, but please do so. So I'd just walk up and just grab them with my hands and put them outside. But anyway, so cats are all instinct. And so my cats, you know, they always want to be in the highest point in the room, you know. They want to sit up on cupboards and all that. Donna's cats will sleep on their backs in the middle of the floor with their legs open.
That's like the kind of cat I want. Yeah, great.
No, it's
like a Garfield.
It's wrong in the head.
What do you mean it's wrong in the head? That's a great looking cat doing that.
No, it's a cat that doesn't understand. Anything can eat it. Anything could come along and like
that's a lazy cat.
Cat that's got no brains.
Great. Love them.
Oh, my God. And Louie, my son, goes, I want cats like Donna's. When I grow up, I want to live in an apartment that's really tidy and I want to have two cats like Donna's. And I'm like, I get it. You don't want to live in a house like ours. I hear what you're saying.
But what you got, your cats are too smart for him or something?
Yeah, that's what I say. What, you want to live with idiots? What are you talking about? I said, our cats are the smartest. They are the offspring of the smartest cats for centuries. That's how they are here. They're street cats. Their parents were street cats. Their parents were street cats. They're the smartest. He's like, nah. I want ones like Donna's. They're fluffy. They're cute. They don't understand stuff.
Great.
That's what he says. I don't get it.
Because it's cuter. I feel like the sharp ones are a bit like, what are they up to?
Yeah, I love that. What are you up to?
Oh, so you like that?
I love that. I feel like I live in their habitat and I love it. I go, what are you doing? And they go, nothing, bitch. Keep walking.
Right.
I love that.
So it feels like the set of RuPaul's Drag Race at your place with all the cats everywhere.
Yeah, you're right. It really does. There's a cat that lives in Louie's room. Her name's Marcella. And I swear to God, every time I walk up the stairs, she slings her head around his doorway and looks at me like, what? There ain't nothing up here for you, lady.
Okay.
Yeah, and I love it. It's so cute. She goes, keep walking.
Mm. Smart.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, mate. Nah.
Okay.
Nah. And Donna's super smart. I'm like, how can you live with these morons? She's like, yeah, I know. I don't know.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
All right, let's get into secrets and sparkles.
Okay, I'm ready for blast off. Do they have pets much in Russia?
Yeah. Yeah, Yulia's had a dog called Zeus.
Cute. Apartment pets.
Which was a tiny little, you know, those little ratty looking dogs.
Yeah, because the
But it's always funny when a tiny dog is called Zeus.
I love that. I had a friend who had a little tiny dog called Zeus, big goggly eyes.
Yes.
Latoya is her name. Well, she's a trans lady. She's a big Samoan trans lady. So ran into Latoya not long ago, about a year ago, and I was laughing with her about this story about Zeus. Zeus was the size of this Western Bulldog's teacup that I've got. He's fucking tiny. And he had these big goggly eyes. And one time Latoya got off the tram at Flinders Street Station. She's walking with little Zeus in her hand. And this guy was walking towards her, and he's looked at Zeus and he goes, what did he say? Is that thing fucking real? And she punched him in the face and knocked him out right there and then in the street. Oh, Latoya.
Oh, Latoya.
Love you, girl.
All right, here's our first secret for today.
Hi, Michelle and Bags.
Hi.
Every time I have to go to the toilet to do a crap, I have to get a shower after it.
Yes, I've heard of this.
This is becoming a bit of a problem as I can't use a public toilet to go to the toilet. I always have to go home. Which leads to me crowning.
Crowning. Matthew, have you ever heard anything like it? Crowning. Heavens above.
That's the worst though, isn't it? Like, I mean, you know when you're on a long drive home.
Oh, gosh.
And there's no petrol stations.
Yes. Macca's?
No Macca's.
You won't go to Macca's.
And well, then you've got to get yourself, you know, from A to B.
A to B.
Mm. Without a...
Well, Merrick Watts famously wouldn't do number twos anywhere but home or his nans.
Which is understandable. But
and
yeah,
I must check in with
hard
him.
To maintain.
I must check in with him actually to see if he's changed his stance on that over the years. But
do you have any advice?
I do, and I do. I absolutely do. And that advice would be wet wipes.
Oh, mate, where are you putting those though when you're done?
In a toilet. Firstly, if you can carry with you some wet wipes.
Hmm.
And if you're in a situation where you're crowning, let's just say, and you can get to a bathroom that is not at home or at your nan's, and you can go to the toilet and maybe use wet wipes, would that be enough until you could get home? So it's not a shower. I'm not saying have a sponge bath in there. I'm just saying, would it feel fresh enough?
The thing is, where are the wet wipes going?
Into the toilet.
Oh, yeah, okay, you're flushing those down.
Yeah, I believe they're flushable. Personally, I wouldn't allow them in my toilet bowl because I don't believe they're flushable and you're not backing up my toilet.
Mm.
That's what I say to my kids.
So you put them in the bin. Oof.
You're not at my house. We don't have them at my house. But I'm saying that this takes us back to why don't we have bidets in Australia? But anyway. But although if you're in a – oh, I was going to say, God, I'm silly – if you're in a public toilet, you could put them in the sanitary bin. Of course, in a men's bathroom, you don't have sanitary bins, do you?
Let's get some sanitary bins in the men's bathroom.
I'm shocked there hasn't been a movement. This can go, let's just fold this into the non-binary bathroom movement.
We can just come into yours now, right?
Let's just say, let's all share dunnies and let's have sanitary bins.
That sounds safe.
Yeah, not to me, but I don't want to get into this conversation. But anyway, let's just say, take wet wipes with you and that might get you in between showers.
There we go.
That's for him.
How do you file that one?
How do I file that one? No, it's not perfectly understandable to me, to be honest.
Crowning.
Men, I have had this conversation with a number of men who've said, I need a shower after I go number twos. And I'm like, why? That's so excessive. And they're like, bum nuggets.
Yeah, and we're a lot more hairy than you are. Like, you get your dags, right?
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
You're
not getting the old bum nugget.
No, no, not an issue. So, I mean, then
and
I'm going to...
Why not?
Not hairy. I'm not hairy.
Are you guys getting your butt waxed or what's going on?
Well, yes, and also...
Is that happening?
Yeah, and also not hairy to begin with to the extent that...
Yeah, we are because we're like a full head of hair down there.
So I would also then suggest a step backwards again, get waxed. Or laser hair removal.
Yeah.
Let's get some clean bums.
Mm.
Let's get some hairless bums going around the place. For a number of reasons, you'll never look back.
What about ingrown hairs, though? I feel like that could be a real sticky situation down there.
Nah. Go for laser. And can I tell you, the first shower you have...
After laser?
After that wax.
After wax, okay.
Gosh, yeah. What a lovely feeling.
I've had my legs waxed before for a radio stunt. That felt nice. Like, as in not at the time, but then I remember the feeling in the shower that you're talking about after. It does feel good.
I've just realised what we have to do.
No, I'm not waxing my
bum. We have to get your bum waxed for the podcast. This is so fun.
We're not doing that.
Oh, Yulia.
What about...
We're getting your husband's bum waxed.
All right. Well, as long as you're getting it done at the same time.
That's... No, not at the same time. Jesus Christ. But we're definitely all getting... We can compare
the sheets to see who's hairier.
We don't have to. We so don't have to. But no, that is wonderful. Just be careful out there, shower man. First, okay, get your bum waxed, point number one.
Yeah.
Or laser is more efficient in the long term. And point number two, get some wet wipes. And then you're laughing and you're free. Then you're
free as a bird.
Free as a bird. Yeah. It's just another thing you don't have to worry about.
All right.
And for you, Simon.
I'm not getting my fucking butt waxed. You are on this podcast.
And secondly, you've just got to, man management. It's called man management. Just make sure you've been to the toilet before you go on a long drive.
You don't. I don't know how your bowel works, but
very my
does
bowel.
Are you clockwork?
Yes, very well, you're reliable. Lucky. Yeah, I am. I'm so lucky.
Because I think a lot of people out there are just like, deal with it when it comes.
Really?
Yeah.
Have another coffee of a morning, or do whatever you have to do,
and get it out.
Yeah.
All right.
Do a line of coke. Do whatever you have to do before
in the
you
morning.
Leave. Yeah, before you leave the house, just do whatever you have to do to get it done.
Actually, to be honest with you, the cocaine doesn't really help in the.
Does it not?
I don't think so. I've actually had a clog.
Shut up.
In the past, at Sonia, Sonia's house.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I was at her joint.
What are you throwing her in for?
Well, because we were out in Melbourne when we were working together, and then I ended up back at her apartment at 5 a.m. after we'd had a big night, and.
Interesting, yep.
And no, nothing happened.
No, but what I'm saying is you're throwing her into a story about, okay.
I'm back at her joint. And then I'm bottlenecking in her toilet.
Oh, no.
So I don't think that's loosening things up.
Oh, don't do that in Sonia's toilet. Don't bottleneck.
I was in there for like an hour.
Oh, no.
Because she actually said to me,
Get out.
No, she said, are you okay?
I bet she did.
And my response was, I'm bottlenecking right now.
Oh, no. Oh, ow, ow, ow.
So, yeah, it was
a
good...
So then you needed a cigarette.
Yeah. I mean, I was going home when the sun was coming up.
Oh.
Not because of the night out.
No. Lordy, you've got a weird... It's like you're...
No, these are very normal nights out when you're like...
Yeah, no, it is. But it's 30. Like, you know how ADHD people have the opposite reaction to speed? It's like you're like
I clogged up, yeah.
Yeah, you've had the opposite reaction
to coke. Okay. All right, here's our next secret.
Hi, Michelle and Bags. Would like your opinion on this. I planned a solo trip to Europe a few months ago and a friend asked when I was going. I told her the dates, thinking nothing of it, but the next day she messaged me saying she had asked and had any leave approved for the same dates. She's basically invited herself on my trip without asking. I've had to allow her to join, as I've had another trip booked interstate recently that she also asked to be part of. I said no, as it was with someone else for a birthday celebration. I feel saying no again would cause a divide in our friendship group. She now wants to take control of the planning and expects me to do every activity she wants to do. Do I tell her she needs to back off, or is it better to keep the peace? It's caused a lot of stress to a holiday I was really looking forward to.
Oh no.
Easy though.
Is it?
Tell her to back off. You want to go on a holiday on your own. Have you been on a holiday on your own before?
Yeah.
It's the best.
I think I have.
Travelling on your own is great.
It is great.
Like I find that's a very, it's not a partner, it's a friend.
I mean, God, it's that long since I've travelled alone. I can't,
I think it's great to travel alone. You have better experiences. You do what you want to do every single day. You wake up and you go, oh, where do I want to go today? France. Okay, cool. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Right? You don't go, do you want to go to France? And then they go, I don't really want to go to France. I want to go to Greece.
Plus,
and then you got to have a discussion about it.
You're starting from the outset with someone you don't want to be with.
Fuck.
Ugh.
Just you can be straight up there and just say, hey, I really want to have this trip alone.
Yeah.
And then when they go, what do you mean? You go, I want to have the trip alone.
Also, it's like, it sounds like, you're in this friend group with a girl you don't like. So,
Well, no, she just want to travel with her.
Nah, she doesn't.
That's all.
She doesn't like her.
What do you mean?
She's annoying. If it creates a tension with this, if it creates tension with this girl or whatever, or about this girl, you don't like her. It's okay to not be friends, in inverted commas, with people you don't like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Like, I think better that than go on this holiday that you've saved up for, it's expensive and all of that, with someone you don't like and have a shit time. And if you keep saying yes, she's going to keep dagging you.
Totally. Just be honest.
Yeah. Now, we've had a lot of poop talk and a lot of butthole talk in this.
You brought it back.
I did.
And it's usually my job to bring poop into
this. I love that expression, dagging you. I'm always using it with my kids. It's like, oh, God, is she dagging you? Are you dagging me? Just hanging out my butt. and this girl's dagging you.
Do you like poo chat?
I don't have an opinion one way or the other.
Because some people are like very anti-poo.
Yeah.
You're just happy with poo.
Not bothered.
It's funny.
Why
is poo funny?
Oh, because so many people, I can blush about, I can get the giggles about it because I can get, you know, like freaked out about it. When that guy said, if I'm crowning, I mean, that makes me giggle. Like, that's terrible. That's just, you know, like, that makes me giggle. Dagging.
Touching cloth?
Yeah. That's terrible. When I hear a woman say that, I'm like Bev Killick.
What women are you hanging out
with? She said that to me
sorry,
once.
Sorry, I'm touching cloth.
Yeah, she said that to me once.
No way!
She's a comedian. And when she said that to me, like just in conversation, I nearly fucking died.
Are you sitting at a dinner or where are you?
We were at a bar.
Oh, gosh.
And I think we just arrived. I can't remember what was. I can see the interior of the bar as clear as day. I can't remember where we'd been or what was it. And she said, I've got to go to the toilet. I'm touching cloth. And I just fucking had never heard it before.
Bullshit.
I had never heard it before.
In Queensland.
I know, right? And I nearly died laughing. I was just like, you are outrageous. So that stuff makes me embarrassed laugh. And I remember the first time I heard dagging and I was like, what?
Yeah.
And so ever since then, I just thought it was the most hilarious thing.
Yeah, just be honest with the friend.
So listen, this bitch is dagging you and it's got to stop.
Yeah.
So the sooner you say to her.
But also, who is booking annual leave? It's creepy.
I think she's possibly in love with you.
Ah.
That was my first thought, honestly, was like, are you sure she's not like into you?
But you don't want to say it. You don't want to ask that question.
No.
Because that's really wanky, isn't it?
Right.
Like, are you in love with me?
Yeah. And I mean, either way, it's kind of irrelevant because obviously this, you're not in love with her. Like whatever it is, she doesn't like her. She doesn't want to hang out with her for holidays.
But also, who's booking annual leave at the same date that someone else has booked their holiday without discussing it with
them? That's what I'm saying.
Would you ever do that?
No.
Like if Don said, I'm going over to Bali with the family, would you go, oh, crap, I'll book the same dates?
No.
You'd say, would you like me to come with you with the family, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't even. I always wait to be invited. I never, ever would assume anyone would want me to be with them. I would never assume that. I always would wait until someone said,
hey, do you want to come with us?
Do you want to come?
Yeah.
You and the kids should come. Then I'll go, oh, that would be amazing. Thank you. I would love that. I would never go, hey, we're free.
We should come too.
Ah! Yeah.
No. How do you file it?
Well, I'm going to say be careful. And I'm also going to suggest that you say whatever you need to say to make it very, very, very clear to her that you don't want her to come and you don't see the friendship that way. And if whatever happens, happens. However the chips fall after that, let them fall. Because I don't think you like this girl. I don't think you see the friendship the way she does. And so I think the sooner you make that clear to her and everybody, the happier you'll be, honestly.
And a great way to bring this up as well would be in the friend group, say, oh, guys, I've got to change my dates for my holiday, right? And then she's like, what? And you're right. Like, oh, yeah, I'm just changing the dates. Don't change the dates, but actually just say that you're changing the dates because of something that you want to do is another event over wherever you're going.
Yeah.
And then she'll come to you privately and say, oh, well, I booked the same dates. And you go, well, why?
Well, once she just changed hers as well, because I think she's
no. But you're not going to. It's going to allow you to have the conversation in a way that's like, well, why did you? Why? What's the problem? What dates? Don't you think?
Oh, but I'm taking it as if she's in too deep already.
I think like, she's in too deep.
What do you mean?
She's been too shy to say that she doesn't want it, and now this co-worker's bought the ticket.
Oh, she's planning day trips with her.
Yeah, she said she wants me to do everything she wants to do. She's already like taken over the holiday.
I think her dates.
Yeah, I think so.
I think she has to change her own dates and then tell her.
And say, look, I don't want to do this holiday with you. I really want to go alone.
Mm.
I want to do a solo trip. I've never done it before, whatever. I want to go alone. Plus, if it's a friend group, you need to talk to the other girls about it first. You need to go, listen, I don't want to go on holidays with Kayla. I never wanted to go on holidays with Kayla. It's weird that she changed.
No, I don't think you should do that.
Why?
Why? No, because that's embarrassing Kayla still.
Yeah, well, she's a nut.
Yeah, but no, you got to just deal with fucking Kayla yourself. Don't go to the group. Don't go into the group chat and like shame
I'm
Kayla.
I'm going to the group every damn day.
No, deal with this directly with Kayla.
No, I'm taking this to Donna's spa with the rest of the group. I'm going, what am I going to do about Kayla?
Because poor Kayla's going to get shunted out of the entire group
here.
No,
she's not. It's just they're going to help me deal. They're going to help me deal with Kayla.
Doesn't that cause a lot of issues when I'm not going to, when you do that inside a group?
She's a nut.
She's a nut. Everyone knows she's a nut. You're not telling me I'm the only one who's noticed Kayla's a fucking nut. Okay. This is some real housewives shit here. We need to gang up on her. No, conference. And figure out how we're going to deal with Kayla.
I just don't understand why everyone has to get involved in this.
Because it's a group. It's a friend group and this is how it works, mate.
Far out.
You need to see some more Real Housewives and figure this shit out.
All right, this is our next secret.
Hi, guys. You were just talking about the classic monopolized Dolomites accounts that we all had as kids. And it really gave me the guilt because... It reminded me that when I was in primary school, my dad, who didn't make a lot of money, would put $5 into my bank book. I think it was every fortnight. And without fail, every fortnight, I would in fact take that $5 straight out of the little case within the bank book on the way to school, on the school bus, and pocket it into my school dress and spend it at the canteen. And in the 90s, we could get shitloads of stuff. $5 is like queen of the playground.
Oh, yeah, $5. Yes. I mean, you go Chico Roll, you probably get a Mars bar and a Coke.
I wonder if he ever remembered. I wonder if there was ever a day where he went, oh, shit, let's go and have a look in your Dolomite account. There must be hundreds in there.
Were you a Dolomite?
Yeah, and
the,
I remember.
The big pouch, and you have the little yellow pouches that you put your dollars into, and then they'd put it into the big black pouch, and they'd take that off to the bank.
I remember the day we remembered it. My sister and I, and there was like over $1,000 in it each when we were teenagers, and we were like, queens for a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Straight to sports girl.
Samantha Stosur was in our grade two. Samantha Stosur, the tennis player.
Yeah.
And her and Tristan were the tennis guys that would get whisked out of the class in grade two because obviously they had to go and play special tennis.
Wow.
And I remember Tristan, who was Sam's friend, always getting like $100 in his, like $100 note in his little pouch.
Shit.
And my family would put like $2 in there.
Same.
And I'd be thinking, I mean, tennis, it makes sense, right? Like they're fucking a rich family.
Yeah.
But like $100 in 1990.
Shit. Wow. I wonder how much he ended up with.
Little fucking Tristan.
And his name's Tristan. That's too hilarious. God. Do you remember his last name?
No.
Oh, I really wanted to look.
But I do know that he didn't make it to the level that Sam Stosur made it to.
Obviously he didn't because we've never heard of a tennis player called Tristan.
Yeah.
But I wanted to look him up on Facebook.
Yeah. Maybe I'm friends with him still. But yeah, crazy.
Wow.
$100
is a shitload.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
For a kid?
Yeah.
And trusting the kid to take it to school and not like start doing drugs in grade one.
And also not to get bullied. Like, that's just showing off.
Well, to be honest with you, the only reason I knew was because I was sitting next to him and obviously we'd put it in and I don't think he wanted to show it off. I just saw it and went far out.
Yeah, but if you were a real shit of a kid, you could tell everyone, hey, everyone, Tristan gets $100.
Yeah, well, now I am, aren't I?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm outing him now on the podcast, one of the biggest podcasts in Australia.
Yeah, yeah, but you really could have got his head kicked in if you wanted to in grade
two. No, he's a nice kid. Nice kid.
Yeah.
And so is Sam.
Yeah, definitely.
Isn't she a legend?
That's cool. I went to school with a kid who got into tennis as well, Josh Eagle. He was a lovely, lovely, beautiful guy, and he did quite well. I think he played in Wimbledon, but then he ended up being a coach, and he's still quite a good coach. I think, I can't remember who he ended up coaching, a big international star. So, yeah, he ended up. So, we've all got tennis friends is what I'm saying.
Oh, mate, Daniel Kowalski, he went to my school.
Did he?
Yeah, he's the swimmer.
Of course.
Carl Barron went to my school.
Did he really?
Yeah, Carl Barron went to Marymount College.
Wow, that's cool.
There's actually a photo of him with long hair on the wall. Because obviously everyone's very proud that Carl Barron went to their school.
Yeah, that's really cool. What about you, Matthew? Anyone cool at Frankston?
Nah, nothing. I think, nobody.
No, me neither.
What do you mean? Well, you went there.
Yeah.
Have you?
Oh, yeah, you in their Hall of Fame?
I don't think so. I don't think we have one.
What's the school called?
St. Saviour's College.
St. Saviour's College in Toowoomba? In
Toowoomba, yeah.
If there's someone up there that is near the school.
Yes.
Let us know
in
the closed Facebook group if there's like a, you know, Michelle Laurie went here, or if there's a mural or a statue at the front.
Yep. Yep, I'm sure there's all of those things. Yeah, definitely.
You don't know, mate. Maybe there is.
Yeah, I don't know. But I do remember a couple of years ago finding out that a nun who taught us, who we thought was ancient then, was still alive and in the nunnery, whatever it's called, next door. Sister Bernice. Chesty, we used to call her, because she had a very flat chest.
Oh.
Just very cute, little tiny thing.
Yeah.
So that's as much as I know.
Well, if you have a secret and you want to share it on the podcast, all you have to do is go to the link in the bio or go to Michelle's Instagram page. We are light on secrets at the moment. If you've got a secret and you want to share it, all you have to do is go to the link in the bio. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.